coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we'll let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together. We're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Welcome to the Royal Priesthood Nation. It is October 9th, 2014. We have as our host tonight is Khalif Zefnef Pahania El and Dr. Hapi. And we're hoping that we have our guest, our special guest tonight with us, Jordan Maxwell. So would you like to take it away, Dr. Khalif?
Well, I am excited. Thank you very much. Good evening to you, and how are you?
I'm fantastic.
Great, and to my elder brother, Dr. Asar Hapi, and to all of you that are in Radio Land, I don't know if the elder is on, Dr. Blair, or not, he's come on or not, and my pastor, my father, and especially my spiritual father, Dr. T.J. Prince. And so we are thankful to all of you in radio tonight.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
I'm sorry.
And we want to just thank all of our nation, our listeners, for these last 3 years. We don't know if if Mr. Maxwell has come on the line or not. We'll keep an eye out for him. And so I'd like to make sure we have Dr. Asar Hapi and Natura and Dr. Prince, are you all there? Good evening to you.
We have 530. Could you please speak up, 530? Okay. They're here on the host code, 530 is, so it would be good if you'd speak up. It must be one of the panel here. Go ahead, Khalif. I don't know.
Okay, well, Dr. Prince is 214. Dr. Hoppe is in Chicago. That's not 5.
I know. That's why I'm wondering if that's Maxwell.
His area code should be 773. Well, we are excited tonight. I was hoping that we would have Mr. Maxwell, Jordan Maxwell, on tonight to talk to us about our Bible and how we got our New Testament, and he has some very interesting information on some of the...
Okay. Dr. Prince, is this you?
I'm here.
All right. Dr. Cleaves, it's Dr. Prince.
All right. Hey, Pastor, how are you?
I'm doing real good.
Great, great, fantastic. We're so glad to have you tonight. And
well,
we were waiting for Dr. Harpy. We had invited a special guest tonight, Jordan Maxwell. He had accepted City Beyond, but we haven't heard from him so far, so maybe he'll come in this evening while we still have the broadcast going. But tonight we wanted to talk a little bit about, just for a few minutes over the air, we'll take a lot of questions. I know maybe some of those out there in the radio audience, you never get a chance to ask questions and come into the queue. So tonight we're going to leave a lot of room for the queue for those of you who are in radio land, and as well as those that are part of the nation for the last 3 or 4 years. We have a lot of things going on in our world. There are a lot of things happening. Of course, the Ebola outbreak and crisis pandemic with 2 or 3 new cases that are happening in Spain, and another case in Dallas, and some of the things that are going pretty interesting, some of the information that's forthcoming about this outbreak as a false flag. My pastor and I had talked about that today. We usually talk every morning and every day, all through the day, and trying to stay abreast of some of the things that are going on in the world. Now, it's one thing that we have discovered that there are just so many weapons that are pointed in our directions, so many weapons, from GMOs, genetically modified organisms in our food. We know that there's fluoride in our water, which is nuclear waste, and what that does to the body and what it does to the pineal gland. There are chemtrails with manganese and barium, titanium, lead, particles, metals that we are breathing. We know that there is electro radiation in cell phone towers, and there are extra low extra low frequency radiation fields that are causing cancer. We know that about smart meters. The smart meter, which is another electronic weapon. We know about microwave technology and radiation. There's just so many weapons that are pointed to us. It's almost impossible to escape unless you live in a vacuum. But we have some good news tonight. We have some good news. At least I think I have some good news for you. With all of that that's going on, we want to talk a little bit about all of those things. And so we're just delighted, and it's a privilege to have my pastor, my spiritual father, with us tonight. So we're going to turn him loose for a...
Could I maybe interject something here? We have Dr. Blair has joined us, and the party that is 318, you're on the host code, so is that you, Jordan?
That's Abbott.
That's me.
Oh, okay.
That's Abednego.
Okay.
And Dr. Blair is there. Elder, how are you tonight? Dr. Blair?
He's there, and his mic is open. Dr. Blair, are you available to speak? Okay. Yes. Well, he knows how to operate that. So go ahead.
Well, anyway, Dr. Prince, take it away. Tell us what's on your mind and what's on your heart. Give us an outlook, prophetic overview, and tell us what you're feeling, what's in your heart and your spirit tonight.
Thank you, Doc. I'm grateful to be yet alive and highly appreciative to each of you that on this radio across the nation. I have totally excited. And I have a hard time dealing with some of the things that exist is because I'm aware of the fact that a lot of things are implemented in order to cause fear. Fear is a destroyer. I don't have a scripture, but I have a history concerning the Most High. My history may differ from some of mankind, but I recognize that there is a lot of fear-mongering in our nation today. And I do know that the Most High is going to be the winner. And I do know that those who are a part of the 12 tribes of Israel are going to be able to withstand all of the fiery darts of the wicked. You reason with this for a moment, because perhaps everyone that's on this call have tried to the best of your ability to love people. And in the midst of you trying to love them, there is so much interference. And the interference is coming from false prophecies. The world want to be together. Yahweh want us all to be one. We may have different opinions and different ideas. If I had to travel to the West Coast tonight, there are several ways that I can go. But the emphasis is not on the way that I go, it's to make sure that I arrive. So I feel this is a time when all of mankind, regardless to what your background is, whether you are a believer or a non-believer, it's time for the creation to stand together. We can stand out there on a limb. We can grasp all the intellect that we have. I respect all of those who have a message. I had a great inspiration the other night on Dr. Blair's call. I was inspired by his teaching, his demeanor, his experience, and his wisdom. I have not been on this call for some time, and I electrified every time I hear Khalif as he demonstrates the Bible with his brilliancy of mind with science. I respect his wisdom. But one thing about it, there's several ways to prepare yourselves for the kingdom of God. There is a script in the Bible. If you a Bible student, you want a scripture, and I know ideas sometimes when you get up to talk, and if you don't present a scripture, you lose the audience. Well, there's a scripture that says, "Seek ye first the kingdom." I want to admonish all of you on the line, accept everything that you want to accept. In other words, whatever's on your plate, eat it. But above all, make sure that you eat. seek ye first the kingdom. The kingdom supersedes history. It supersedes time because it is wrapped up in eternity. And I have been closely looking at the scripture, which I will not argue whether it is true, whether it is an allegory, or whether it is just truth. I keep in mind that the Most High controls even the actions of satanic movements. He allowed some things to happen for our benefit because man has always been in a contest with knowing as much as he knows. Well, I've come to the conclusion in my life that I think for the things I do know, and I have learned to pray for the things that I don't know, because some of the things that I don't know may be very important. But I do know one thing. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have eternal life. In the event that that has been misrepresented, is good truth. Good truth is finding your way through any type of denomination, any type of belief, any type of you on this planet. I live on this planet, and this planet got order. And in its order, it dictates to us where we ought to be and where we're going. If you miss it and fail to agree with some of the instructions you've got, then you just miss it. It's only two ways. And out of all of the ways you travel, make sure that you are connected with the Most High. I could go on, and I probably could make some people bitter with me, but I'm not going to do that because I have to love you. Even if I don't like your ways, I still got to love you. So I got to love everybody, and everybody got to love me. If you don't love me, you got a problem. I'm going to be the one to keep you from getting to your destination. I would hate to be the person to keep you from climbing over the banister of opportunity just because I don't believe in everything you say doesn't make me your enemy. It makes me your brother. Am I my brother's keeper? Or am I my brother's critic? I love to be on this land, great minds on this land, and I'm not prepared to teach you nothing that you don't know, because you're going to go the way you want to go anyway. And I have nothing to do with that, and I'm not going to lose friendship with you because you don't think like I think. And I'm not going to get angry with you if I don't know what you know. But I'll tell you one thing. I got to love you. So in all of my doing, I've learned one thing in life. Get an understanding. Maybe I was wrong thinking that metaphysics had nothing to do with the existence of people living on this planet. But I have to hand it off to Dr. Blair because he got a message. And all that stuff that Dr. Blair is telling you, better take heed while you're on this planet. I love that brother. He taught me some things that I didn't know. And he's a great teacher and a great man. He's a man that people across this universe has used his mind to conquer. And they go get their own little garden and start trying to plant their seeds as if they got it all from the Most High, when they know they got it from Dr. Blair. He's a great man. And I know several, I could name them across the country that's on the internet now that is speaking his truth. Now, all of his is his truth. And God has blessed him with the ability to continue to strive at his age. He still has a bright mind. And he's a pretty good-looking guy, too. Don't ever think he's ugly. He's not ugly. Dr. Khalif is a master teacher on biblical and scientific connections. All of you all are great. Midwest, who is on this line, she's a great person. Nobody brings the news like she does. She's good at it. You know, you mean falling out with her because I don't know what she know? I'm not going to fall out with Dr. Blair because I don't know what he know. I'm not going to fall out with Khalif because I don't know what he know. I'm not going to fall out with Abbott because Abbott knows what he know. But I'll tell you one thing. It's time to get the chickens in the yard. We're living right now in a period that we've never been in. Some folks are asking, what is the blood moon? Well, what is the blue moon? What is the gray moon? But the blood moon does have some significant history behind it, because every time there has been one, there's always been a change. And a change is being taken place right now. And everybody don't even know it. They can't see it. But you can rest assured that the Most High understands where you are. So if you don't know it all, what difference does it make if you get out of here and not know it all? I read a scripture in the Bible that says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. What wonderful thing that God has for those who love him. Now, if you're going to fall in love with anybody, you better fall in love with the Most High. And basically, love one another. Because every brother that you fall out with is still your brother. And if you don't have love, how can you love God? Some of you have seen it, but some of us have not seen it. And hate your brother who you see daily. Or try to capitalize on the mindset of wisdom. If you want wisdom, ask God. So those of you that's on this line, don't get discouraged because of the disease. The Bible tell you these things gonna be. That was a man got stung by a bee. And he gone out in Arizona somewhere. That happened. See, everybody got a part of it. Even the ants and everything. Everything on the universe got a purpose and a reason to be here. So what God wants us to do is get along. Love one another. Well, I love everybody. Well, be careful, because there's another key word in this thing. And that key word is God doesn't like a liar. It's easy to tell a lie. I've lied. You've lied. We all have lied. And the reason why we lie, because it's sometimes beneficial to lie. There was one character in the Bible that said, and say, hey, he saved my life. I told him that's my sister. That's not my wife. That's a lie. You can't fix up no lie. You can't dress up no lie. You can't cultivate a lie. Make sure in your heart. I don't care what the preacher tell you. I don't care what the teacher tell you. I don't care what anybody with wisdom tell you. Find that you meditate and love everybody. And then another thing, you can know a whole lot, but then if you don't, you ain't man, a woman, boy, a girl, a child, to admit that you ain't done something wrong, you got to confess your sin. And when you confess it, he's just to forgive you. I just want to tell you, get along. Everybody, get along. You have kids that you haven't spoke to. You got family you've not talked to. You said even in homes, we got families don't even communicate. And we say we're all together. Now we ain't together. You got Democrats. You got Republicans. You got conservatives. You got Muslims. You got all kinds of categories and people in the world that don't think like we think, but they are still God's children. I think we're going to get a surprise because a lot of people, as the old folk used to say, they talk about heaven ain't going to heaven because, they, first of all, they don't even know the direction where heaven is. Heaven's going to be right here where you are. God's going to come down here and he's going to lock up the false prophets. Gonna keep them in jail for 1,000 years. So the Bible says. You don't believe it? Don't believe it. But they're gonna be locked up for 1,000 years, and he's gonna set up his kingdom right here where you messed up. You think God gonna come down here and give you a sucker, give you a praise when you have allowed yourself to destroy the greatest planet that ever been built? You think God going to come in here happy knowing that we don't like one another because of races, denominations, because of ethnic background? We don't like one another. We can't trust one another. The Bible says the beast of the wild will be led by a child. So whatever it takes to make it here while you're here on earth, you better go get some of that metallic gold or that silver, whatever is going out there, if you're going to believe, with all the stuff they're dropping out, somebody don't even believe it. They're dropping nothing down here. That's okay if you don't believe it. If you don't believe it, keep thinking like you're thinking. And keep sniffing like you're sniffing.
Anybody, you know, one of the things, one of the things, one of the things
that is being dropped down here, because you never had the congestion that you got there.
One of the things that you're talking about.
And I'm going to close by saying I just had a talk. I didn't teach no lesson. You don't have to accept nothing I say. But I dropped it out there because they gave me a chance to say something. And all that's on my mind. If I had taught a lesson, I probably would have been teaching a lesson. But I just give you something out of experience and out of my wisdom. It's time for folks to get it together. Stop disliking one another. Stop contradicting one another. All leaders ought to be together. I ain't going to be one of them that's going to be locked up for 1,000 years and the world is moving on. I want to be in that kingdom. I want to be in that number. As John emphasized, he said, I saw a number no man could number. Well, Khalif can give you the numbers. He told you, he taught you how to deal with number 9, number 12, 5, on and on. It is some significance in that. And I praise them that know how to interpret it. And may God have his blessings upon you. And if you do anything for me, just pray for me. Thank you. We're back in the hands of whoever is in charge.
Thank you, Doc. You touched on some mighty
good things tonight. I tell you, I am. I was totally exhausted. I was stung. I listened to you talk about the stinging out there in Arizona, and I read that article. It was sent to me by one of my administrators there in Ohio, and found out that one person passed away. I was stung myself, and I've been down for like 3 weeks trying to recover. And while I was down in a down mode, couldn't work, trying to get rid of the venom and the poison that's inside of my, the toxins inside of my body, I got behind in my work. So I've been trying to catch up, and I was totally exhausted. I do thank you for charging me. Just listening to you talk tonight has charged me in my energy. So I do thank you. As you were talking, as I stated in the opening, in the beginning, Midwest, and Pastor Abbott, and those of you that are on the line, there's so many weapons pointed. There's one thing you've got to do, and that's remember, even in the esoteric teachings and those that are the so-called, quote-unquote, New Age, or even in the Eastern religions, there's one thing you have to do, one thing you have to remember. There's only one thing. I've been getting calls from people who are getting sick. They're afraid of cancer and other things that are happening because some of the environmental impacts of the environment, in the environment, some of the things that we mentioned, they are having an impact on people's health. And some people know it. Some people are conscious of it. Some people are not conscious of the fact that some of the things that are being done to our environment is creating health hazards for them. Cancer, diabetes, high blood pressures, all kinds of maladies and sicknesses and illnesses, sinus infections, eye infections, organ infections. But here's the good news. In all of the teaching, there's one thing that you have to remember. Even in Christianity, Christ said one thing. If your eye is single, your whole body is full of light. Now, what eye is that? Now, in the esoteric, we call it the first eye or the single eye or the third eye. And that is actually a physiological gland that's in your body, in your brain, in the geometric center. We've talked about it. We've talked about the things that stimulate this gland, the things that activate this gland. We've talked about the things that regulate this gland. This one particular gland, according to the Bible and according to esoteric teaching, according to New Age teaching, is one thing that you must focus on in order to protect this one particular. Now, we have some background noise. I don't know who that is with open mic. Listen, this one particular gland is a gland that if you understand this one gland, you don't have to worry about any of the weapons or any of the things that's happening in your environment or in our society. Now, let me say this. There's something else. The psychological pressures, the economic pressures that are being placed upon our societies. We see that 105 countries dump the dollar bill. We see an unraveling of the Western economy and the World Bank and a reset. We see all of that happening before our eyes. Those are hitting pressures and stress. Let me say that these are false flags to me. And this is why I say that. This is my opinion. You don't have to agree with it. I believe that if the people really had a gun to pull or a trigger to pull, they could pull it and do what they wanted to do, I think they would have done it by now. I think that they're trying to change our energies inside of our temple by making us mentally, emotionally, which will lead, and spiritually, which will lead to physiological sicknesses and illnesses. I really believe that if they could kill us, they would have done it by now. I happen to think so. Since I'm still here, this is my choice. I choose not to look at what they're doing. I choose to look at what I must do. And this is what I'm talking to you about. This is what I'm talking to you tonight, those of you that can hear me. And I want to leave lots of room tonight for you to come in and to weigh in on this, because I want to answer what I want to know. Dr. Blair is trying to call me on my phone while I'm teaching. So just pardon me one second. Yes, that was Dr. Blair. I'm back. Are you all there? Midwest? Midwest? Dr. Prince?
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out how we're going to get Jordan Maxwell in. I've got him on the other line. He can't get in through our number.
And Dr. Blair can't get in as well.
Really?
I don't know why that is. They're being blocked some kind of way.
Well, is he star
that's 60? That's been happening a lot. But I'll fix that next week, I promise you. I'll have my board up. My modem and my computer will be up, and I'll be able to see this board and see exactly what's going on next week. After all of it, I promise those of you who are there. Midwest, why don't you see if you can get Mr. Maxwell and Dr. Blair in while I finish what I was saying. In the next 5 minutes, we're going to open up, okay? And,
all right. And
work on it the best way you can, if you can. Go ahead.
I'm just sorry. Dr. Blair's mic is open, so all he has to do is maybe he needs a star 6 or something. I'm not sure.
708 is his area code.
Yes. I'm looking right at him, and he's unmuted. So he should be able to come in.
Give me the prefix to the number so I can make sure that that's Dr. Blair. 708.
Yes.
Give me the whole number because he gives it out every week anyway. Give me the whole number, 708.
708-445-0093. And he's on the host code.
Okay. Well, that's Dr. Blair.
Oh, it's Dr. Hapi.
Dr. Hapi.
Oh, that's Dr. Hapi.
Okay.
Good evening.
Hey,
good evening. Please.
Hey, brother, how you doing? I was kind of in the stream of talking about just so you, I don't know how long you've been on there. We've been, I called for you at the beginning of the broadcast, and I was kind of in midstream here talking about the pressures and if the globalists and the elites really had a gun and had a trigger to pull, they would have pulled it by now, and we would be all gone.
Right.
And I
heard you. I was fine.
And I think it's just a false flag. And there's one thing that I said that we have to do when we find this present in most of the sacred documents and even in the Bible and esoteric teachings, and that is the stimulation, activation, and regulation, protection of the pineal gland, which regulates our temple and activates our macabre, which is our defense. And the Bible says that this macabre field we have, this electromagnetic energy field that is a light, rotating light. That's what mer means, rotating light. Ka means spirit, and ba means body. This rotating spiritual light, that is part spirit, part of the material and immaterial, the antimatter and matter world, is our defense against whatever weapon that is pointed against it. And there's one thing that activates that, and that's the pineal gland. Now, let me just hurry to say this quickly about that. In the sixth chapter, since I am a biblicist, and I'm not part of this, I don't use the Sanskrit, I don't use the Quran, I use the Bible because I believe that the Bible has information, enough information there to help me to survive and to know what I need to know in order to ascend, in order to make it through these times that we're in. Now, this pineal gland, in the sixth chapter of Matthew, he says, your eye is single, your body is full of light. Now, he goes on to say five things. Five times he says, take no thought. And he says something very interesting. He says, which of you by taking thought can add one cubit to your stature? Now, I like to twist phrases around and play with syntax and play with words a little bit. And I have to ask myself a question. Why would he say by taking thought you couldn't add one cubit to your stature? As if to suggest that a cubit or one could add length or
cubits to one stature, but you can't do it by taking thought. So what is really being said here? And five times, which is an oriental method of teaching, he was saying to calm the five senses. This is how I choose to look at that. Calm the five senses. And we know what those five senses are. And by not taking thought, and he says that five times, let me submit to you five things. And Pastor Prince covered a couple of those things. One, he covered love. And I wish I really had time to dig at love. But I don't have time to dig at that love like I want. But the kind of love that is spoken of in the Bible is not the kind of love that we see prevalent in our society, nor in our religious organization, nor what we see expressed. But this kind of love, if we look at it in the eyes of the language that the Most High spoke this love in, it's a very unique word. I really wished I could dig at that tonight. I really don't. But I just want to say that this kind of love, it is impossible for you to catch it. It must catch you. It's from another dimension. It's not even from this dimension. And I can prove that to you. I can prove it to you just like I can prove that water is two parts hydrogen and one part oxygen atoms. That makes water, H2O. I can prove that that is what the ingredients and the properties of love is. It is not, first of all, of this dimension. It's not something that you're capable of as a human in this dimension of attaining. It has, or apprehending. It has to apprehend you. You have to be caught by it. Pastor talked about that tonight. He talked about love, how important it is. Now, what I want to say about the pineal activation is that this kind of love is necessary to activate the pineal gland. This is why you cannot let whatever is happening in our world, no matter how much mayhem or madness or murder or meanness that you see, the shootings in Ferguson, Trayvon Martin in Florida, senseless murders that we see now happening in the Middle East, the wars, the bloodshed. This is all a plot, plan, and program that is designed to get you to move from a position of love, to get you to move from a position of love. You must be determined that no matter what happens, that you do not move from a position of love. Because why? Because love stimulates. Love is the fastest vibrational energy known in this cosmos, in this universe. It moves faster. It is the fastest moving energy. Matter of fact, everything that we see in our creation was created out of love. Now, so the pineal gland will respond to love. It will respond to that because there's a different vibration for you, even yourselves, you know, emotionally. Love and hate are different energies, and they make you feel differently. They make you feel differently emotionally. They make you feel differently mentally. They make you feel different psychologically. So love carries a greater feeling, a greater vibration. So it will stimulate the pineal gland. Two, truth. Pastor talked about lies, and I'm closing. I'm finishing. He talked about lies. Now, this is devastating because the pineal gland, a lie carries a different electrical charge and emission. Now, listen to what I said. I'll say that again. Truth and falsehood carry a different electrical charge and different electrical emission, so that it will have a psychological, physiological, as well as a physiological effect upon your body. It will have a physiological effect upon your body. A lie. Exposure to lies. Because a lie has an emission, and we now know this. We now have the studies. The studies are in. That if you're being exposed to a lie, you are doing damage to yourself physiologically. The pineal gland will not function properly if you are exposing yourself to whether that lie is religious. It could be falsehoods in religion. It could be falsehoods in politics. Commercialism, it carries an emission, and it will damage you. It will harm you. Lies will. So truth and love, as Pastor Prince talked tonight, are two critical things. Now, we talked about five, the master Christ in the Bible, the Christ of the Bible, Matthew 6 says five times. So you have two, love and truth. Now, I won't deal with the other three. I'll just mention those. But love and truth, and not moving, not being intimidated, not being manipulated, because if they really could kill you, you would be dead by now. If there was really, in my mind, let me say this, it's my opinion. I believe, I choose to believe, that if they could really wipe us out, they would do it. It would have been done. So what is my responsibility? Now, we have tremendous energies coming to this earth right now. Tremendous energies. We just passed through a blood moon. I wish I had time to talk about all of that. Don't have time to talk about that. But we have some very special guests. The other three things that I want to tell you about is love, truth, justice, freedom, and peace. Love, truth, justice, freedom, and peace. And I wish I had time to talk about justice and balance and accuracy, because the symbol of justice is scales that are balanced. I wish I had time to talk to you about balance. I wish I had time to talk to you about freedom, real freedom. Freedom only comes with truth. You know the truth, and then actually you're free. As long as you're operating in deception, you're a slave. And if we allow our government, if we allow our churches, our religions to fool us. Now, I know that sounds kind of hard to some of you who may be in church, but now listen to what the Bible, the book you call the Bible, has to say about that. It says, when we reach a certain point, it says, many false prophets shall come. So one of the characteristics of the end times when we are reaching that point is religious deception. Religious, many false prophets shall rise, and watch this, deceive many, many, mega. So don't think that because a situation is mega, that means that, you know, that's the right energy or the right presence. That may not necessarily be the truth. Because one of the characteristics that something may be wrong is mega or many. So in religious deception, so love, truth, freedom. Freedom comes by truth. You'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free, not set you free. And then peace, shalom. Now, I'm thankful we have our guests. Did you get them in, Midwest?
Well, we have Dr. Blair with us.
Were you able to get Jordan Maxwell in?
Jordan is still trying to get in. He's coming in on Skype, and I do see someone that came in anonymous, and I'm going to open your mic to see if you might be Jordan. Is that you, Jordan? No. He cannot get in.
No. We need to really figure out what's going on. I got some calls last week. Dr. Blair, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well there, all things considered. How about yourself, brother?
It's always a pleasure to hear your voice and sit back and listen to your wisdom. Pastor Prince has talked about you quite well tonight. He mentioned you about at least four or five times. So we're glad that you finally, and I mentioned you on the onset, so we're glad you made it in, sir.
Well, I thank you very much for the recognition. Thank you very much for the compliment. And thank you very much to feel that I have something to say. I try to say something all the time. Sometimes it's not the best, but it's always the best for me. And I'm going to tell you, man, whatever we do is nothing compared to the things that these evil people are trying to do. And let's just say, if there is a creator, and I believe fervently there is, then we're going to have to get some action, because these evil, I can't curse because I don't like to curse, but I would say these evil Illuminati that serve these Dracons have lost their minds. And more than that, they've taken the minds of people. They got people scared to death. They got them worried about these. They got 700 of these children. I call them children. Well, that's what they are. They're children. 700 children in the Midwest here again have received these blankety-blank shots, are now autistic, and three have died. And they don't know why they got them. So I'll tell you why they got them, because they took those blankety-blank shots. Then you've got all this flu thing starting every fall. Now they come up with the same flu, Asian flu, African flu, swine flu. There was a, some other kind of things they flew. And every time, and you were talking about that pineal gland, and that pineal gland ain't going to take it. As I tell people, and I agree with you on that one, even if I didn't agree with you on that one, we can both see that that pineal gland is something else. It allows us to be photosynthetic. It allows us to take sun energy and convert it. They can't do that. And daggone it, it seems just because of that melanin fear and the idea that the planet is changing, they go out of their way to take it away. And you know, this is not the time for that. We're in for some trouble. This planet is in for some heavy trouble. And if anybody doubted why, you can see why. They want you now to go out and get these Ebola shots and whatever else they want to call. There's no such thing as the Ebola. Back in 76, 78, United States and Russia combined to study Ebola for 2 years. And then if you remember, I have an excellent memory when it comes to that kind of stuff, and I thank the Creator for letting me forget. They had over three and a half year period of time, they had close to 48 scientists that were killed. Now they tell me, as I was talking with a guy, I haven't confirmed it, it was over 130 scientists that they killed. Why do you think they killed those scientists? Those were scientists that were chemists. Those were scientists where they had them from all ills. But they were heavy in what they did. Why were they doing it? Because they were experimenting, trying to get some kind of a retro drug, something that nobody would be able to stop from, and bring out another bubonic plague or the black plague when it wiped up half the people in Europe when they had it at that time. They're so bent on evil that they're going to call...
Dr. Blair, you, if I may interrupt you just for a moment, I wanted to get at least 7 or 8 minutes in from people in the radio audience and those that may want to get in the queue, but you just made a serious indictment. If there's no Ebola, that means Duncan was murdered by someone.
Oh, they that murder people every day. You know it. Every day. Don't think you think of life.
There's no Ebola. You just made a serious indictment on someone that a homicide has just taken place.
Oh, they commit suicide. They commit suicide. They have people committing suicide and they could hit homicide every day. They commit suicide every time they do something. I've never seen such evilness up front on a planet. No, there's no Ebola. They try to learn it with hemorrhagic fever. If it was hemorrhagic fever, you'd have blood. Okay? This other guy that they went and they killed... I understand rumors. I can't prove it. I listen to some of these talk shows and stuff that this guy was dead day before yesterday, and they put him in there for simply show. If they can take, and I say if, and I believe that preposition is correct, if they can take, and I should say I think they take, but if they can take and pay $10 million for a person's body, once they supposedly have departed from it, I hope they departed from it again, that has melanin for body parts, and $1 million for a person who doesn't have it, that means it's $9 million every time you can get a melanated body and use it. Look at all those people over there in Africa, in Liberia, and all these places. There was nothing wrong with those people. And I've heard some scuttlebutt, as I say, I'll just put it like this. I can't verify some of this, but I'm getting everybody sending me kind of text messages and all now, even people I knew over in Africa again, that they're poisoning those people. It's nothing but a daggone virulence.
Are you saying, Dr. Blair, that this is happening because of organs? They want these organs, melanated organs?
Not only do they want the melanated organs, but you know what I always say. You know my favorite topic. These Dracons, who they serve, are being threatened. The sun is putting out so much energy, Dracons cannot live in that kind of energy. They weren't meant to live in that kind of energy because they're evil and they have no souls. And this sun is putting out energy to get rid of them. That's why, these meteorologists and astrophysicists and astronomers talk about the sun is at an all-time low. Bull! The sun is at an all-time high. It's putting out more energy than you can even begin to calculate. They had that SOHO satellite. You said you wanted to get people in. You don't start me, man, because I'm telling you, it hurts me. You see, good people have to suffer in ignorance because of what evil people do, and they know they're lying about everything they do, and they know the wrath of the Creator is going to hit this planet, and it's like they say, bring it on. Like, we don't care.
I want to just open up for 2 minutes, if you could, Elijah. Midwest, if you can, put it in the queue just in case if there are some who are in the radio audience while we have this advantage to take advantage of Dr. Brett.
Okay. Well, we also have someone just join us from 708-445. I don't know if that might be Jordan. He came into the queue there. I mean, over here on our side, the host. Anyway, I'll put it on queue.
Q&A session started.
If anyone would like to come in, you're feel free to come in and talk with Dr. Khalif and Dr. Blair right now.
And Dr. Hoppe, he's here.
And Dr. Hoppe, yes. I'm sorry, Dr. Hoppe. Please.
And that number is 7. Give them the number. For those of you who are in the radio audience, that number is, go ahead.
712-775-7085. And participant code is 568-788-pound.
If you'd like to come in and ask questions, Dr. Blair is here, Dr. Prince is here, Dr. Hoppe is here, and yours truly, Khalif, I'm here. While we're on the air, if you want to take advantage of this time, this tremendous wisdom, Dr. Blair is a historian, metaphysician, metaphysicist, and we have Dr. Asar Hoppe, who is a master Dogon priest, master of the temple, and of comedic sciences, and he's a master of teaching us how to go inside the temple and turn the power on. And I've been using the principles I told him the other day as we talked. I'm trying to get up to 15,000 breaths, and I think by the time I get to 20, I'll be able to walk on water.
At least.
I don't know how long it's going to take me to do 20,000 breaths, but if I can make it, I think I'll go.
Only 3 hours and 20 minutes.
Okay, 3 hours and 20 minutes. Wow.
He's got it down to a science.
He's a master. 3 hours and 20 minutes, he's spitting right out. I'm only up to 500 breaths right now.
We got a good start. That's right.
And those of you who are in the radio audience, this technique, some of you have called me and asked me about breathing techniques, and I'm not the expert in that area. But Dr. Hoppe is the expert. He has a DVD out. You can get that DVD, and I think it's critical because the breath is the thing that powers the fire that's inside of us. Dr. Blair has just talked about all of this energy that the sun is putting out, and we are absorbing this energy. Don't think that this energy is bouncing off of you. And this is one of the things that's amazing to me, is that people think that all of this energy that's coming to this planet is not having any kind of effect upon their brain waves, their spinal cord, the electromagnetic impulses inside of their bodies, your cells, your atoms, your molecules. Your body is absorbing these energies. Now, if you understand some of the things that Dr. Hoppe has talked about, you'll be able to assimilate these energies, and you'll be able to regulate these energies inside of your temple. And if you don't, what will happen, Dr. Hoppe?
What will happen is you will start losing power in your system, in your different systems, and you will start breaking down. That's what we see. We see people start breaking down at different ages, and the immune system get weak, and the other systems get weak. And it's important for us to strengthen our systems so that we can strengthen the immune system. But the breath is an electromagnetic generator. It's a generator. And as it loses power, then the heart loses power, the organs lose power, and systems lose power. So if you look back at the child, we see a baby, and all the baby can do is cry. The baby can't take vitamins. The baby can't eat. The baby don't have teeth. All the baby can do is cry. And in the power of that cry, the baby is breathing the electromagnetic generator. The baby is generating the energy, so that energy can then give the baby the ability to walk in a very short period of time. It strengthens the muscles. It strengthens the organs. And it started developing this baby, so we started seeing a miraculous baby having the amazing ability to walk and then eventually to run, to jump. And then we started seeing by 11 years old and 12 years old, we started seeing super athletes where they become gymnasts and they start doing extreme sports. And all of this come because this breath is being generated in that cry. And so in that particular breath is where we see the amazing ability of this power, this electromagnetic generator that then becomes a mechanical generator that then it mechanicalizes the body so that the body becomes a little bionic body. By the time we're 2 years old, the two-year-old is running around everywhere with an abundance amount of energy. So you have that light energy coming in through the pineal gland, activating the third eye, and then you have that mechanical energy that's being generated by the breath, and that this energy, as we get older, we start seeing this energy diminish. So we look at 60-year-olds and 50-year-olds, 70-year-olds, and it's that same energy that when you see some people in there in their 60s, 70s, 80s, they're very vital. But then you see other people, they're losing that vitality because the mechanical aspect of that energy is being dwindled, the mechanical aspect. And only the breath can give that mechanical aspect. I've seen 80-year-olds who we've exposed this power to, and we've seen them be able to bring their power back up like a 40-year-old,
okay,
like a 30-year-old. Amazing to see.
I think we're going off the air now. I just heard.
We are.
We are, so can we get some music and transfer? Those of you who are on the line, please stay with us. We'll be right back. We're not going.